Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this, the second Sunday of Easter. It's great to be together. Some of you might be wondering, where are all my robes and everything that's going on? Well, let me tell you, does anyone know what historically this Sunday was called in the church? I'm hearing it. It's Low Sunday. So the idea that happens is after Easter Sunday last week, everyone's tired and they stay home. I'm glad you didn't get the message. And so Easter isn't just one Sunday. Easter is 40 days of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. And in order to live that out to its fullest, today's service is going to be a little bit different from what we do Sunday by Sunday. We are having a Easter lessons and carols service, kind of like Christmas, with lots of music, lots of reading from scripture, so that we can hear the word of God and lift our voices in song and response. So there'll be a number of hymns as we go along. So that is why I am not vested, because we're not actually having the Eucharist this morning. We're just going to listen to scripture and lift up our voices in praise. A very, very worthwhile thing to do. There is an announcement about something that's coming up.
Morning. During the summer, our neighbors at Wesley Knox have a children's summer camp. And they have graciously invited me to join them. And there are a few of the Camino kids who will be attending the camp with me. Normally, the camp has about 20 kids who come. This year, we are looking at 30 children coming together for a week just down the street to learn about Jesus. The camp takes a little bit of money to put together. So on May 14th, from 5 to 7, at Wesley Knox, there will be a spaghetti dinner fundraiser to make sure that all of the food and the supplies can be purchased for the camp. So if you are free on May 14th and you enjoy spaghetti, $10 at the door for adults, $5 for children, and any extra gifts you may want to bring with you will be warmly accepted. Thank you.
The other announcement that I have is this week is the mandatory clergy conference. And so Anne and I, from Wednesday to Friday, will be in Niagara Falls, which is lovely, at a clergy conference. And it's going to be a great time. So we will be away, but we'll be coming back, we promise.
And the Wednesday morning Eucharist will proceed as normal. I had some questions about that.
Oh, perfect. Yes, there will be a Wednesday morning Eucharist. I think that's all the announcements that I have. So welcome to church today.
Dearly beloved, as we celebrate Christ's rising from the dead, let us call the whole universe to share our joy. Heaven, earth, men, women, children, and all people, mountains, prairies, oceans, rivers, birds and beasts, wild and tame, everything that moves, stands, grows, or sits still. Out of darkness has come light. Out of bitter, sweet. Out of evil, good. For evil scatters. Shame runs away. Innocence blooms once more. We sing in our chains. We embrace our fear. We kneel in deep quietude. We thrill in stillness. As we hear the story of our salvation, speech fails. In silence and in music, let us bring before the source of life and light our awe and wonder, our joy and laughter, our thanks and praise, our everlasting adoration.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Almighty and eternal God, you created all things in wonderful beauty and order. Help us now to perceive how still more wonderful is the new creation by which, in the fullness of time, you redeemed your people through the sacrifice of our Passover, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Tempus ardest floridum surget namque flores, vernales in omnibus imitantur mores, hoc fritus leserat preperant calores, celibus hoc fieri.
Thank you. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall be returned and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise to you, God of our salvation. Your generous gifts surpass all that we can ask or imagine. You have delivered us from the exile of sin and restored us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Glory and honor and praise to you forever and ever.
Thank you. A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Everything that God gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that has been given me, but raise it up on the last day. This indeed is the will of God, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." The word of the Lord.
Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, fed the hungry with the bread of his life and the word of his kingdom. Renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your true and living bread, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head,
not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt, may we who have not seen have faith and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" And he asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. Our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe that all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near to the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went and stayed with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The word of the Lord.
O God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith, that we may see him in his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was the evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "If you believe because you have seen me, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give you, my own peace I leave with you." Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaim to you, which you in turn have taken and through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you've come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and every power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who put all things in subjection under him, so that God may be in all. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
O God, who brought your people out of slavery with a mighty hand, strengthen us to take our stand with you beside the oppressed of the world, that in the victory of Christ, every fetter of body, mind, and spirit may be broken, and the whole human family restored to your image. May they sing your praise in joy and freedom and peace. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please join us in the italicized words. In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, "Hear us, Lord of glory." That we may be filled with the joy of Christ's holy and life-giving resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That Christians who are persecuted and oppressed may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That we may find grace to be subject to one another in Christian love, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That we may discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth with those who lack food, work, or shelter, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That through the grace of God, the human family will abolish war and destructive exploitation of the earth, that all may live in peace and plenty, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That those who are sick, weak, and dying may be comforted and strengthened by the power of the risen Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That God will send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon us, that we may bear faithful witness to Christ's resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and have made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him in glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please stand. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
and may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.